Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for staying with us today. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. I'm excited about having Jessie Howe Brereton with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jessie is a friend of ours. She's a manager of legislative affairs at the National Federation of Independent Business, the NFIB, an organization that I've been a member of for 15 years, an organization that I've been telling you about for a long time, an organization that I think does a great job on behalf of small business owners, not only in our nation's capital, but also in the state houses across the country. And Jessie is here to talk to us about something very, very important. Jessie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Jim, for having me today.
It's good to have you here, and I know it's like a dream come true for you to be here, isn't it?
Absolutely, especially at 7:30 in the morning.
Jessie, let's... the issue at hand, ladies and gentlemen, is health insurance. Primarily, my concern is for small businesses. And Jessie, right now, do you know the number of uninsured Americans in the United States who don't have health insurance?
Yes, right now there are 45 million Americans who don't have health insurance. But I think particularly for your listeners, the important number is there are 27 million of those who are working people who are uninsured.
Right.
And 63% of them are either self-employed or work for a small business that has fewer than 100 employees. So that's
Do we know how many of those people have chosen not to have health insurance?
I think that's very, a hard number to figure out.
Yeah. But we do know there are some of those people. They may have it available to them, but they're choosing not. They have chosen. They're young. They say, you know what? I'm healthy. I got other things I want to do with my money.
Yes, that's absolutely right. We find that especially young people, the people straight out of college, they have better things to do with their hard-earned dollars than pay for health insurance. So that is absolutely true.
But the people I'm worried about, Jessie, are the people who are small business owners, who are sole proprietors, independent contractors. They're as my friend Rich Galen says, they're the charmed quark. It can't get any smaller than they are, micropreneurs, as well as those people who are their business is still in the growth stage. They're still every penny of profit that they get in needs to go just to grow the business, to make it competitive, and they're just not at the level yet where they can offer health insurance for their employees, primarily because buying it as an individual company for one or four or five people is cost prohibitive.
It really is. I mean, the small group market where these folks have to buy is really very overregulated and therefore very expensive, and they're unable to really afford that type of coverage.
And some states are worse than other states in terms of the cost of that insurance because of the cost of providing insurance in those states due to either the litigious nature of the courts, the way the courts handle cases, and also the regulatory situation.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, some of the state mandates and the state regulations can drive small business premiums by 45%.
45%.
Yes.
And of course, as we all know, Jessie, over the last 4 years, health insurance has risen in double digits each year, which compounds over that time, doesn't it?
Yes, that's absolutely right. I mean, I was just reading some local NFIB stories, and I'm not seeing the average 16%. I'm seeing 37%, 57%, 30% in two consecutive years. So these are above average numbers.
Absolutely. Thank you for pointing that out, because what we hear when we get information from Kiplinger and from other organizations, what we're hearing about is the national average, not the not what small business owners are averaging. The national average is somewhere around 11% or 12% or 13%, but that's everybody stuck together, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. That's including the big corporations like GM, everyone has been reading about, to the labor unions, and their costs are much lower than small business premium increases.
So the numbers that you're getting from small business owners are more in the 20, 30, and maybe even 40% range, aren't they?
Absolutely. I hate to say it, and some of them are even, you know, dropping coverage, and they have very small children as well. So it's not something you want to read about every day.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. I know these people who this is happening to, and they love their employees. Their employees are like family. They know the children who's who may be about to lose their, that coverage, and it is very, very... It hurts them a lot to have to do that, but it's not a matter of, I mean, a lot of times it's not something they have any choice in the matter about because it's just prohibitive. It becomes cost prohibitive.
Right, absolutely.
Well, and when we come back, Jesse and I are going to talk about some things that are happening that are possible that could happen this year that could make all of the concerns that we just mentioned, basically go away. We're going to talk about that right after these messages. It's almost a silver bullet for small business, ladies and gentlemen. Twain Till, we'll be right back.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine.
You recognize that voice, ladies and gentlemen? That's Dan Fogelberg from the Innocent Age album. That's a good one. I think that's called The Nexus. I think that's the Nexus song, yeah. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our friend Jesse Howe Brereton, who's Manager of Legislative Affairs at the National Federation of Independent Business in our nation's capital. And we're talking about healthcare, the challenges. What we did first, Jesse, was to establish kind of the challenge that small business owners are facing. And you know, Jesse, I've faced this. My business has. I know many, many small businesses who are facing the challenges of providing health care, not only for their employees, but for themselves. And we've all seen the prices go up. And you know what? We need some relief because, Jesse, as you know, over 50% of the U.S. economy is produced by small businesses. I mean, if we don't keep small businesses healthy, if we don't help them have the maximum opportunity to be competitive when they hire people and to be have the opportunity to be as profitable as possible, the U.S. economy could suffer from that, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we need to encourage growth, and especially the small business sector where you have the most growth in the industry anyway.
That's right.
So they need to be competitive with the larger guys, and one of the ways to do that is for them to offer health insurance to their employees.
Well, and speaking of the big guys, you know, they have some capability that we don't have, and I want to get to that in a second, but one of the things I want to point out, Jesse, is in the 21st century, more and more people are likely to either start or go to work for a small business than ever before. I spoke to an MBA group about 10 days ago while I was in Washington, and I asked them, I asked about, of the 30 in the class, I said, how many of you are plan on, if not now, one day owning your own small business? And about three-fourths of them raised their hand.
Oh, wow.
And so what we're saying here is that's the direction. The direction for the marketplace is moving more towards small business than big business. So small businesses deserve to have the same kind of capability with regard to benefits that big businesses do. And Jesse, that's what I want you to compare right now. Tell us what big businesses can do with regard to providing health care for their employees that small businesses can't.
Sure. Well, under a law that was passed way back about three decades ago in 1974 called ERISA, ERISA allows the large corporations who are headquartered in one state but have employees in many states, and sometimes they have employees in all 50 states, as well as union plans, to offer one or several plans to all of their employees across all state lines and to be regulated under the Department of Labor. And so what we're asking is for Congress to add a section really under ERISA that would allow bona fide and professional trade associations to offer the same type of health care coverage across state lines to small businesses and the self-employed.
So basically all we're asking for, and folks, the name has been called Association Health Plans because technically that is correct. But you guys have come up with a new name, and I like this. Did you tell me that our buddy Jack Ferris, president of the NFIB, came up with this, Small Business Health Plans?
Yes, Jim, that's correct. Small Business Health Plans is what we've been using now for a little bit over a year.
Isn't that a much more warm and fuzzy name, ladies and gentlemen? You know, Jesse, small business owners are so cuddly and lovable and huggable, aren't they?
Absolutely. Both of my grandfathers were small business owners. So.
We're just so lovable and huggable that when you put small business on anything, it makes you just want to hug it. And so that's, I think that's a good plan. We're gonna now call them small business health plans, ladies and gentlemen. And these are plans, basically, that would allow me, for example, through my own Chamber of Commerce, through my membership in the NFIB, through my membership in a trade group of my industry or any other small business out there, it allows them to basically buy health insurance across state lines through that organization and basically reap the benefits of the lower price because of the larger enrollment, right?
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
Go ahead.
Like you had said earlier, Jim, it's when you have a very small business with only three employees, maybe only one of those employees wants to offer health care, and the problem is you need a larger pool than that to spread the risk and to really lower the price. So when you're talking about 600,000 NFIB members, you're really going to lower the price of insurance.
Exactly. And that's going to be good for the organizations, too, because it's going to encourage membership, which membership in any kind of an organization that promotes your industry or promotes what you do is a good thing. Now, this has passed the House several times, hasn't it?
Yes, it's passed the House of Representatives seven times now.
Seven times.
Yeah.
Now, but it's stuck in the Senate.
Yes, that's correct. We've never had a floor vote in the Senate.
And why is that?
Really?
I need names, Jesse. I want names.
Well, I can give you names of where we need help, but, you know, the history has changed over this past Congress. We have a lot better, a really good freshman class who've been very supportive of this legislation. It's S-406 in the Senate. But where we could really use extra help would be Senator Allard from Colorado, Senator Ensign from Nevada, as well as Minority Leader Reid of Nevada. And
now the first two, those guys are Democrats?
Senator Allard is a Republican.
I thought, yeah, he's a Republican, but yes. Reid's obviously a Democrat.
Reid is a Democrat and in charge of his party in the Senate. So
now, is Allard against these?
He is not against them, but we're just looking for more positive support from him.
We'd like for him to pony up a little bit and get on the wagon with us, wouldn't he?
Yes.
And
I think he's almost there, so maybe a little extra encouragement would be helpful.
Now, Ted Kennedy, the senior senator from Massachusetts and someone that I've called on this show the archenemy of small business, he is a vociferous opponent of Association of Health Plans, isn't he?
Yes, that's correct.
And we got to fix that. And by the way, we're trying to get him on the show, Jesse.
Oh, good.
So I can debate him on this issue. We're working on that. We think we know somebody who can make that happen. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jesse Howe Brereton. She's manager of legislative affairs, the National Federation of Independent Business. When we come back, we're going to tell you how you can get involved and help make this happen. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our friend Jesse Howe Brereton, Manager of Legislative Affairs at the National Federation of Independent Business. Jesse, give us the website, please.
www.nfib.com.
Yeah, and folks, I encourage you, if an NFIB person calls you or calls on you, I encourage you to give them a few minutes and tell them that I told them that you're doing it just because I ask you to. Jesse, the Association of Health Plans, or as we're now calling them, the Small Business Health Plans, which is a lot better name, is stuck in the Senate. It's passed the House, stuck in the Senate. The president can't wait to sign this, can he?
No, absolutely. The administration,
he's champing at the bits to sign this legislation, isn't he?
Yes, the administration has been on board with this issue ever since President Bush got elected the first time.
So we're stuck in the Senate because we can't get Senator Kennedy keeps probably he's obstructing it. Who else is Chairman Reid, the Democrats' leader in the Senate? Is he holding things up too?
I would say he's not a fan of S-406, so we're trying to obviously get this on his radar screen as something that's important for small businesses in his state, especially Nevada, where they're one of the top five states for the uninsured population.
Wow. How can he justify not being in favor of this as many small businesses as there are in Nevada.
I think for Senator Reid and for Senator Kennedy, it's a larger picture issue. They are more supportive of the government paying for health care, national health care system. And that's really, you know, a philosophical difference between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Well, and I think it's a philosophical difference between small businesses and a lot of folks. You know, if there's one thing we know about small business owners is they're independent. And they don't ask for any handouts. They, all they ask for is an equal opportunity, a flat playing field. And right now we're playing uphill, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Uphill into the wind, and we're competing with big businesses and foreign competitors when we're at a disadvantage. We don't have the same advantages that big companies have. And you know, there's another reason why small businesses need these kinds of programs to help us become more competitive, Jesse, and that is that we're more likely to be an integrated partner with a big company than we are to be a competitor. And in order to be able to provide the maximum advantage to those relationships, we need to be able to hire the best people. And the best people demand certain benefits, don't they?
Yes, and I believe people expect those these days. And when you're working for a smaller firm, and if they don't offer health care, that's a big decision for a family with small children.
What is the NFIB doing to make this happen?
Well, we have been really working with Chairman Enzi and his staff, who is the new chairman of the Committee of Jurisdiction for this bill in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And he has held a hearing on this bill and on small business health plans and has said that he would like to work with us. So we're very hopeful in that he will reach out to us a little bit more and really support this concept and moving this forward through the Senate.
Have you testified?
I have not.
Have you had folks, members, to testify?
Oh, absolutely.
Members of the NFIB have gone up and testified about the advantages and the benefits of this program.
Yes, we actually had a gentleman from the chairman's state testify before his committee a few weeks ago.
How did that go over?
It went great. He was absolutely phenomenal, and I think the chairman was very happy to have him there and to hear his story.
Well, we're not going to change Harry Reid's mind. We're not going to change John Kerry's mind or Ted Kennedy, because I've heard John Kerry has said he doesn't like the AHPs either.
That's
so
correct.
We're not going to change their minds. All we can do is blow right by them, right?
I would hope so. I think with some encouragement to the Majority Leader Frist and Senator Alexander in Tennessee as well, you know, would be key players because they do sit on the Committee of Jurisdiction. So encouraging the Republicans to be supportive of small business health plans is going to be helpful.
And that shouldn't be a big task. It really shouldn't be that hard to do. And are you saying that if we can get all the Republicans lined up behind this, we can make this happen?
Absolutely.
Will the Democrats filibuster this?
It's always possible. And who knows how this will come to the Senate floor. As you know, they have different rules over there that anything goes. So it makes it a little more challenging.
Yeah, it's a wacky world over there. And give us the name of the bill again.
It's S-406. It is the Small Business Health Fairness Act of 2005. It was introduced by Senator Snow from Maine.
Right. She's the chairman of the Small Business Committee in the Senate. Folks, call your senator, email your senator, camp out on their doorstep. Whether they're for this or against it, call them and get them involved in this and tell them that you want this to happen. Jesse, thank you for all that you do for small business.
Yes, thank you for having us on today. I appreciate it.
We'll see you next time. Jesse Howe-Brereton, ladies and gentlemen, with the NFIB. We got to make this happen, folks. This is one of the most important things for small businesses in the 21st century is to get this health care coverage in a fair way. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.